Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program, you can take control of the airwaves via our toll-free number, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And for those of you that perhaps only get the Saturday show on your local talk radio stations, you don't get our weekday or Sunday program, I'm out of jail, as it was probably obvious. In case you've listened for a little while, you may have heard me before. If you're a new listener, you may never have heard me at all. So, hello.
I, for one, am glad that your butt is back to work.
Yeah, and now you're going to go take a vacation next week.
That's right.
So yeah, it's still Free Talk Live. I'm now back in the main chair, and we'll talk to you about anything. Of course, there's plenty of stuff in the news.
So people want to know, if you were in jail, why were you in jail?
Oh, right. I stood in front of a police car when they were arresting a friend of mine for enjoying a beer in the local park one afternoon, well over a year ago, last summer. And so they sentenced me to 360 days in the so-called House of Corrections, or as I prefer to call it, the Keene Spiritual Retreat. I spent, again, sentenced to 360 days, 270 were suspended, so the actual in-jail time was 90 days. And there's a two-thirds rule in New Hampshire where if you are of good behavior in jail, then you can get out at two-thirds of the sentence. So I was out after 60. They let me out actually after 58 days because they wanted to make sure that my friends didn't show up to get me. On the morning that everyone was expecting me to be out, yeah, there were likely going to be a number of people to come and welcome me out. And they don't like that.
A real hippie party there at the county jail.
Yeah, so they don't like it very much when the free staters, the liberty activists up here in New Hampshire show up at the jail. Last time people showed up at the jail, they arrested a dozen of us.
So have you learned your lesson?
Which lesson would that be?
Whatever the lesson was that they were supposed to teach you.
Are you asking whether I was corrected?
Yes.
I don't think so.
No. All right.
No, I still fully believe that civil disobedience and non-cooperation are going to be crucial to achieving liberty in our lifetime, and I still highly recommend those actions. I recommend them with caution. I think people should think them through before they go, you know, and do them. They need to assess their life and their status and, you know, their wealth and what is on the line, what things they're risking by taking an action like that. But ultimately, I think that if a lot of people did a little bit of non-cooperation, that would put a huge burden on the system.
That much is true.
Little things, like you get a parking ticket, take it to court. Don't pay it. Make them work for it. Of course, then again, I don't know what it's like in, like, California or other places. When you take things to court in some places, they charge you all kinds of extra, like, court fees and court costs.
They do that some places in New Hampshire, as I understand it, too.
Right. All that said, taking little things to court can really burden this already burdened system and perhaps change how they behave.
I really don't understand parking tickets. How can they prove you parked the car?
We're going to find that out because I've got one coming up in Concord, New Hampshire on November 1st. So if you want to tag along, Mark, you're certainly welcome to. I plan on asking them when they call. Inevitably, they will have to call the parking enforcer up onto the stand, and I will ask the question, did you observe me park this car? I don't think they did. I didn't see anybody standing around.
They've at the parking enforcement window, literally, the manager of the parking thing said that they charged the car. And I said, you know the car doesn't have a wallet or a job, right? She chuckled at me.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how mixed up and convoluted their system is. I understand that they can't be there to prove that you parked the car. I get it. But that doesn't mean that you can just throw 1,000 years of jurisprudence out the window.
Well,
because
they can, and they will.
Inconvenient.
They'll do whatever they want to do, typically. I mean, look, they're doing all kinds of crazy stuff around here. But we're not here to necessarily talk about us and what's happening here in New Hampshire, although there's always exciting things happening here because, well, this is the home of the Free State Project. This is the place where liberty-loving people are coming to. They're moving. They're picking up their lives. They're moving here, and they're getting active. So I actually went out to Manchester today. I don't get out to Manchester very often. We do the show from Keene, which is the southwest corner of New Hampshire, and Manchester's kind of the big city. There's buildings over four stories tall.
Yeehaw!
In Manchester. So went out there. There was a nice peace protest or demonstration or whatever you want to call it. Maybe about 40 or 50 people. Beautiful day. Sun was out. Just a perfect, you know, perfect weather, like 76 degrees or something. And just a great day to be out waving and smiling at people driving by. And Ron Paul signs were there and all kinds of signage. And good folks, good times, man. I mean, it's great to be here in New Hampshire, isn't it, Mark?
It's home for me. I mean, there's no place that the freedom movement is moving like it is in New Hampshire.
You know, speaking of the freedom movement, I know that later tonight at some point we're going to have Chris Lawless come on and join us and talk about the upcoming Liberty Forum, the return of the Liberty Forum, son of Liberty Forum, because for 1 year there was no Liberty Forum. This past year, 2011, there was no Liberty Forum, which is a shame because it was supposed to be a yearly event, and some ball got dropped somewhere. It didn't happen, and so they brought the original organizer, or the most successful organizer, let's say, back in charge of it. He's going to announce keynote speakers tonight?
That's correct. Keynote speaker, as I believe. Maybe keynotes.
I'm going to guess Ron Paul, but I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
He is running for some office somewhere.
The last time Ron Paul ran for political office, he was a speaker at the Liberty Forum. So just to kind of give you some idea of the caliber of this event, it's a big deal.
It's probably one of the biggest deals of freedom events in the nation.
Lots of big names going to be speaking there. Free Talk Live inevitably will be broadcasting. But the real draw for me for the Liberty Forum is the networking, the people that you meet, the liberty-loving folks that many of them already live here in New Hampshire. Many of them are considering a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. It's a great opportunity to bring the family up and enjoy a weekend during the wintertime. You know, let's be fair, it's a winter event. It's a little chilly.
Nothing like winters in New England.
Yeah, so you get to experience ice and snow and things like that. And
you'll know as bad as it's going to get.
Yeah,
you'll observe it firsthand.
Have a good time in a hotel with a bunch of other really great people, like hundreds of them. Really great liberty-oriented folks. So we'll talk more about that coming up here. But also, there's a lot in the news, but when I was in jail, I heard the news about Steve Jobs. I think it was actually the day I was getting out of jail.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And he's passed away. I don't recall what type of cancer it was, but it was
pancreatic. But
yeah, that's right. Pancreatic cancer. Sounds horrible. The guy clearly made a huge impact. Of course, talking about Steve Jobs of Apple Computer, the former CEO, stepped down about a month prior to his passing.
Yeah. Once he stepped down, I really knew it wasn't going to take long. Because, I mean, that man was passionate about what he did.
Now, when I was thinking about Steve Jobs, I thought, you know, I think I recall hearing something about Steve Jobs speaking favorably towards LSD. And I went and I Googled that, and I came up with, who knew, 10 surprising facts about Steve Jobs, which was published just a few days ago over at Fox News. Fact number one, he tried LSD. He reportedly said it was, quote, one of the two or three most important things I have done in my life. And I just thought that was really interesting because it's very rare that you get someone of stature coming out and speaking favorably towards an entheogenic drug.
Well, often you'll find people in the creative end, artists, and I mean, essentially, Steve Jobs, to some extent, is an artist. I mean, you know, the reason that Apple is so ubiquitous is because of the shape and the simplicity, the sort of Bauhaus kind of feel to it, and you'll find artists often back up drugs of some sort or another.
Sure, But do you see what I'm saying, Mark? Like, a lot of times, like, you catch some Dionne Warwick gets caught with a bag of pot as she's trying to walk through the TSA checkpoint.
Yep.
Oh, I don't know how that got there. Boy, I would never consider doing such a thing as smoking marijuana. This is usually the
right.
Response of the folks that are kind of in the limelight when they get caught doing some sort of a drug.
Who's this in my bag?
Now, I want to make it clear. Look, I'm not advocating that kids don't go run out and get yourself some hallucinogens, and I'm not saying to go use LSD necessarily. I just think that that it's useful to put information out there that is kind of counter to the propaganda. And I think that's a real counterpoint to the propaganda, because the propagandists would have you believe that, you know, all drugs are bad in every single instance, bad, bad, bad. And Steve Jobs is saying it's one of the two or three most important experiences of his life. And there's more about Steve Jobs, more interesting things, and we'll share a few of them with you here in moments. Get your thoughts as well about what you want. 855-450-3733. 1-855-450-FREE. This is the Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute, with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times best-selling author, John C. Maxwell.
If you want to become a better leader, you can't focus on rules and procedures to get things done or keep things going. You must develop relationships. Why? Because the people are who get things done, not the playbook. The people are responsible for an organization's success, and for that reason, they are its most valuable and appreciable asset. Growing as a leader takes time, but it takes no time at all to let others know that you value them, expressing appreciation and taking interest in them personally. If you're in a position of authority, always remember, people, not position, are a leader's most valuable asset. Invest in them, and you'll never regret it. For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title. In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
With economic and job-based stress now the leading cause of illness, is your body ready for the hard times ahead? This is Bill Hyde with a special report on staying healthy in hard times. According to a new article in the London Telegraph, job stress associated with the economic downturn has now replaced cancer, stroke, heart attack, and back problems as the number one reason people miss work. In fact, it's now being called the Black Death of our time. This means taking care of your body could be the single most important thing you do, especially in these hard economic times. Recently, we've created a video which you can watch online for free detailing how to make sure your body is ready for the dangerous times we live in. You can find the video at longtermgreen.com. That's longtermgreen.com. Get your body ready for the hard times ahead by watching the free video at longtermgreen.com. The video's available at longtermgreen.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And as usual, joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Of course, we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. Go and see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Hey, news that I learned when I got out of jail is that Ron Paul's apparently a top-tier candidate.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, indeed.
Well, apparently, maybe you haven't heard that news because the mainstream media is trying to black out his campaign. And on October 19th, freedom lovers everywhere intend to create a ripple in politics so big that no media outlet will be able to ignore it. And join the fight for liberty and freedom today at blackthisout.com. That's blackthisout.com. On October 19th is when that's happening. It's like it's the next money bomb, right? Like the next
big money bomb.
So you may take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. We're talking a little bit about Steve Jobs here, and then there's all kinds of other news. The feds going after pot dispensaries in California. It's just some interesting facts about what they call surprising facts about Steve Jobs. And I'd have to say this number one is a good number one, that he has reportedly said that one of the two or three most important things I've done in my life was LSD. And I just think that's fascinating to have somebody with the courage to speak out in public about that. Now, there's no doubt drugs can be very dangerous. In the black marketplace, you never know what you're going to get. I mean, one of the most famous sayings about LSD is, you know, don't take the brown acid from Woodstock. I'm sure you've heard that one.
I have heard it, indeed.
Yeah, because, well, it was bad. And in the black market, when you're buying things from dealers who have no repute, you know, some random schmo at a concert
that you're never going to see again.
Right. You don't know what you're getting. You know, you could just be getting, you know, worst case ripoff, or like the best case ripoff scenario is where you just get a piece of paper. Like we're just talking about LSD. Let's just get a piece of paper with nothing on it. The worst case is where you get something like, oh, I don't know, rat poison. Or something else like that.
Some kind of double dose is also, you know, dangerous stuff. I mean, you know,
yeah, where you don't know what you're expecting. So that's another thing with the black market is there's no consistency in the manufacturing process. When you're buying from a dealer, you don't know what you're getting unless that dealer happens to be close enough to the manufacturer to give you some sort of accurate information, which that is a pretty rare specimen in the black market world of drugs. And having just come out of jail, I encountered a lot of people that were in there for drugs. And, of course, I don't think anybody who has done drugs should be in jail. That doesn't help. It doesn't.
It's not fixing the problem, whatever the problem is.
No, and forcing someone into treatment doesn't help either. So, like, my roommate was in there on a, I think it was a violation of probation, one of my roommates at that at one point. And he had decided that he was going to check himself into rehab. And he totally agreed that that's what makes all the difference. That when you want to change, that's the big factor. You can't just quit smoking cigarettes because someone tells you to. You've got to want to.
According to Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous, the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking or using, depending on which organization we're talking about. So therefore, all these judges and people that remand folks to drug treatment, they haven't even got the only requirement for membership. The only requirement.
Yeah, it's just, in that case, Mark, when you've got people that are forced into these treatment programs, it's just a money-making thing for the treatment centers.
Let's not forget how much it's more difficult how much the program suffers by their presence. You know, it's like the kid in school who doesn't want to learn. Oh, great, I get to sit next to him.
Oh, great, yeah, he's in my group now. You know, we've got the same assignment, etc. So the system is just so screwed up. And there are a number of guys that were in jail with me who, whether they were in there for a violation of probation or whatever their issue was, a number of them had been addicted to really, really hard drugs, like heroin. And you want to talk about the hardest of hard drugs? Heroin's right up there. I think on the scale of the most, what is it, there was like the British former, I think it was like the British former drug czar came out with this chart of the most harmful drugs based on a variety of different factors. And like heroin and nicotine, I think, were, or no, it was heroin and alcohol that were up at the top.
As far as
right?
damage. Nicotine, I've heard, is more addictive than heroin, but I don't know. I would actually say that cigarettes are more addictive than heroin because there's more addictive stuff in cigarettes than just nicotine.
So there's all kinds of aspects to cover with this, you know, war on drugs topic. But when I bring up Steve Jobs talking about having a positive experience with LSD, I think it's important to let people know that there's another side to this. But, of course, you have to be cautious when it comes to drugs. I'm not recommending you run out and use them, you know, just because Steve Jobs did it. You should go out and do it. If you do want to use them, though, I do recommend that you learn about it before you do it. Don't just take something that someone hands to you.
Yeah, I mean, it makes about as much sense as just hopping in the car and going on a trip.
Yeah, go and learn. Go to Arrowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D.org, and learn about these things. And I'm not just talking about illegal drugs. I mean prescription drugs. Those things are incredibly popular in the black.
Killed 3 million people in the past several decades. I just saw an article today.
And those are correctly prescribed prescription drugs, Mark. And there's all kinds of people that are just buying them because they like them. And buying them on the black market. Be careful. Learn about these things before you take them. Buyer beware, harm reduction, and that's what it's all about. And really, it's also about set and setting when it comes to something like a hallucinogen, or as they're now being called, entheogens, I think. When it comes to these sorts of drugs like LSD, it's the set and setting that's the most important part. So, like, if you're depressed, don't take it. If you're angry, not a good time to take some sort of a psychedelic drug. But if you've got a positive mindset, maybe Steve Jobs was looking for answers or something like that. Maybe he was trying to figure out some sort of an engineering issue. I mean, some engineers have done these drugs and have made connections that they feel like they never would have otherwise made.
Shaman have been doing this for millennia and, yeah. You know, finding out whatever answers they are that they're finding out. And I think that it's also important to know what you're doing. You don't just drop 3 hits of acid and go for it.
That would be dumb.
That would be really dumb.
It would be better to try a half of a hit first.
Yeah, that would probably be the way.
So, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Roger, listening in Indiana. Roger, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, and how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about the drug thing. I came from a small town in Michigan, and there's just everybody wants to do drugs, and I figured I'd share my opinion on it.
Sure.
So I think in regards to the prescription drugs, I find it very disconcerting that there was a young man that I used to know who somebody brought over a bag of pills, and he just reached in not knowing what it was and went, "Oh, hey, look, a sandwich pill." And just took it, not knowing that it was a, it had to do with blood thinning.
Were you there for this?
Yes, and I was highly recommending that he didn't do it. And
tell you what, Roger, can you stick with us? We'll bring you back for the rest of your story, if that's all right.
That's fine.
All right, more with Roger here in moments. You know, this is one of the things I heard about when I was in jail, are these parties, apparently. And I don't know if this is true, where young people will just pour a bunch of pills into a bowl.
I've heard it so many times, I believe it.
And grab them and eat them. That's just crazy. 855-450-FREE. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you this evening is Ian
and Mark.
The toll-free number for you to bring up what you want is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And you can join us on our website, of course. Lots of different features available to you there. News updates, you can get them. And, of course, go to news.freetalklive.com to do that. You may sign up for our emailed updates or follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Once again, news.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com is family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. You know how important that is when you're buying online. And buying online can get you some of the best rates. At ManVenture Outpost, they have some prices, in fact, that are so low, the manufacturers won't allow them to mention them on the air. You can get even an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
So we're talking about drugs. And what started this discussion was the revelation, I think, for some people that someone as prestigious, shall we say, as renowned as Steve Jobs, tried LSD and had something good to say about it. He says, one of the two or three most important things I have done in my life. So there's a good side to drugs and some drugs. I don't know if all drugs have a good side. And there's some bad sides, too, because anything that is abused has the potential to really screw up your life, whether it's alcohol. You know, you have a couple drinks, you're going to have a little good time, going to have a little, maybe a little buzz. You have 7 or 8 or 10 or 12, whatever it takes for you to go beyond a certain point, and you might end up in a jail cell or in a hospital bed. A friend of mine woke up in a hospital, ER, after getting too drunk at a bar down in South Florida.
Hmm.
And drugs can be incredibly dangerous. So you have to go into it with the right mindset. You have to be positive. You have to be smart. You have to learn about these things before you go and do them. Unfortunately, not everybody takes the time to do those things. Roger in Indiana is back on the air. You had just begun telling us a story of the town that you grew up in Michigan where a young man had, what was it? He just was given a pill or given access to several pills? Tell the story.
It was actually just a bag of pills that somebody brought over, and they were actually inquiring as to what they were. They wanted to know whether they could sell them, if they were worth anything, if they were painkillers, and he just didn't know, so he had brought it over to this guy's house, and this guy was like, I don't know, let's try it. And it's definitely the epitome of stupid, in my opinion.
Oh, my God.
He's lucky he lived, but, this apparently turned into a ritual. He ended up falling into heroin, which, in my opinion, I mean, the opium fields were the reason why Alexander got to take over the world, you know, what was it? Almost over 2,000 years ago, almost 3,000, I think, something like that. Horrible dates, but I mean, so it has its place. But nowadays, as a recreational drug, it's a horrible idea. I mean, if you gave it to a man who's dying of cancer as a pain medication, man's already dying, and you might as well give him some sort of peace of mind. However, if you're a high school kid who's got to do homework, the last thing you want to do is shoot up some heroin before you do your homework.
So tell me a little bit more about this incident where he took this random pill from a bag of random pills. Did something occur after that?
He never actually went to the hospital. He felt like he was lightheaded. It was, it ended up being a blood thinner for somebody who had heart conditions, and he was drinking at the same time. It was just, I feel lightheaded, and he thought it was awesome for some dumb reason. I just wanted to point out the fact that it's incredibly stupid.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, if you have a situation like this and don't know what a drug is, the best way to identify it is not by taking it, it's by getting the Consumer Reports drug book or going online.
Yeah, well, I mean, today, you really have no excuse to not learn about these things. The information is at your fingertips. Unless you're in jail, you can get online, and you can, of course, you can get all kinds of drugs in prison, but you can get online, and you can learn about this stuff and be cautious and take your time. I hope those rumors aren't true about the kids and the party and the bowl, you know, like the bowl full of pills. But I believe it, man.
I know it's true. I mean, I've met kids that would absolutely do that. Just had no value for their minds, no value for their bodies, no value for their lives. To some extent, I was one of those kids. There were other kids who were so far gone that I was like, oh my God, he's crazy.
Yeah.
And
well, the funny thing was, Roger, any other thoughts, by the way, you want to share?
I did want to touch on the topic of acid for
sure,
because you guys were talking about it.
Go for it.
I have personally had a few wonderful experiences, including doing it. My mother and I never got along as I was growing up, and finally, one of the bonding experiences that we had was we sat around a table, smoked some pot, and did some acid with a bunch of really close friends of the family, and one of the most amazing experiences ever. And since then, my mother and I have been very buddy-buddy, and, you know, up until that point, she was the one who'd call the cops on me to get me to go to school and sent me to boarding school for 2 years or something like that.
Wow. That's an incredible change.
Yeah, and I won't directly connect it to LSD, but it definitely was a turning point. And since
how does that happen? How do you have a bad relationship with mom, and then all of a sudden somebody comes up with the idea, hey, let's do a little bit of LSD together? Like,
does seem like an odd...
An interesting story, to say the least. I was living back at my mom's house because I was unemployed, and shortly after I'd recently then been employed, my mom kind of turned a cheek and was like, hey, you've got a decent job. And so we just kind of started getting along, and one of my friends came over, and he had some acid. And at that point, my mom is an avid pot smoker, and so am I. So we kind of started bonding over that, and guy came over from work, and I was working in a theater, so you get the kind of crowd that I was hanging out with there, mm-hmm. all kind of goofy. But he came over and was like, hey, you want to do some LSD? And my mom owns a huge Victorian house. It's considered like the safety safe in the city. You know, if you want to smoke pot and not, you know, get in trouble and just have a good time, it's what you do. But he came over and just a random crew of people just kind of showed up, kind of unexpected, and it turned into one of the greatest events I've ever had in my life. My mom and I are just chummy as ever now.
Roger, so, thanks for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you. 1-855-450-FREE. That is the number here tonight if you would like to share. You know what I'd like to hear? People's experience with bath salts. Have you heard of these bath salts?
I have heard of them. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I don't know what they are. Apparently, they've been selling them at convenience stores, yeah. And now they're, you know, the law enforcement is catching wind of them. They're getting outlawed in different places.
The DEA is moving to outlaw these things. They're still legal in probably about 10 or 12 states. New Hampshire, they are still legal. And they were the talk of the jail, bath salts. Tell me what your experience has been if you've used these things, because there were some guys in there that had been crack smokers, and these guys were like, I would never touch bath salts. You know? You know when the crackheads are saying, stay away from bath salts, look out.
That's a strong recommendation.
Yeah. So 1-855-453. Apparently, the bath salts are some sort of a, I don't know, Mark, maybe you've heard of these kind of alternatives to pot that have come out.
Yes.
The synthetic THC pot. Synthetic pot. It's not like it's not a plant. It's just a chemical that they spray on an herbal mixture and you smoke it, and the effects are similar to smoking cannabis. In many cases, the effects can be much more, I guess, intense.
Mm-hmm.
And so apparently somebody did the same thing with, like, cocaine or some sort of amphetamine. I'm not sure exactly what they're basing it off of, but they basically just changed the chemical structure just a little bit.
Just enough to be able to.
And so it's therefore then legal. So they've been marketing them as bath salts with, you know, the disclaimer, not for human consumption.
Sure.
And so people have been buying them, and they become more popular. Of course, as the news reports on bath salts, they become more popular. And they,
right. Don't do these bath salts. They're scary.
Yeah. So I guess I'm just wondering what some people's experiences have been. There was a guy that was in jail in the holding area. At one point, he was a little bit lucid. At another point, literally minutes later, he was screaming blood-curdling screams at the top of his lungs. Like, imagine the most blood-curdling movie sound effect scream you've ever heard, and amplify that times 10 in intensity and length. And that's what this guy sounded like. And he was allegedly on bath salts at the time. 855-453. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each, or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
Here's a toll-free number just for you. It's 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us on our website. If you enjoy Free Talk Live and you'd like to support this program, you can go shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links that you'll see there. There are multiple links for different countries. You click on the right one for you, get your shopping taken care of, get the stuff that you're looking for, and get it straight to your door at the probably the best price you're going to find. Plus, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale when you enter through our links at shop.freetalklive.com.
One thing that Amazon doesn't have, it's pithy, relevant, and amusing Liberty statements. You can get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. LibertyStickers.com. I like to spend a little time at the website just going through and reading the messages. They're funny. LibertyStickers.com.
We go to you and your thoughts. Drugs are generally the topic here, but it is, of course, Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you'd like. 855-450-3733. Experiences, observations. There's no real specific question here. What brought it up was Steve Jobs, who admits that one of the two or three most important things he did in his life was to take LSD. So is it all bad out there? I would say no, as long as you're careful, as long as you're cautious and smart and do your research.
However, getting a bag full of pills and sticking your hand in there and shoving some in your mouth,
that's a bad idea.
I think we can almost unqualified call that a bad idea.
And an even worse idea would be to chase it with some alcohol.
Yes.
Let's continue here with Jake listening in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jake.
Hey, what's up, Ian?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Not too much. I just wanted to talk about the bath salts and that LSD.
Yes, sir.
First off, with those bath salts, there's like a bunch of them. They're like, you know what MDMA is at all?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
that would be the actual drug that is commonly known as ecstasy.
Yes. And there's BK MDMA, which has an extra cathinone atom onto it, which makes it perfectly legal. And that's one of the ones that they use in those bath salts.
Really?
Yeah, and like it's stupid to buy that salt. Like, you can get a whole gram of it online for like $5. You know?
Are they calling all of these, because I had read that it was like a rip-off, bath salts were a rip-off of cocaine, which is completely different from MDMA. So are they calling things bath salts that are various different emulations of drugs?
Yeah, like there's MDPV, which is more like cocaine, and then there's one called methadone, which is like MDMA and cocaine combined. So, yeah, they'll mix them together, and they'll be like different ratios of them to give you a different buzz. But they're all pretty dangerous besides the methadone, which is the PK-MDMA.
So have you tried this stuff?
Yes, actually, I run a discount synthetic cannabinoid website for, JWH, which is like one of those alternative weeds.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, those are pretty much, they're legal in some areas. They're pretty cool. But
how long before they shut you down?
Well, they'll ban some chemicals. Like, they banned JWH-018 last year, and then there's about 500 of them we can choose from. And they can't, like, ban all of them because of the Analog Act. So we can go for a while.
I see.
So basically, every time they ban one of these chemicals, they just change the structure a little bit and sell it as it's now JWH-019.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your website, man?
Oh, it's discountrechem.com.
Rechem? You spell that?
Yeah, discount, RECHEM.com. I also run OhioTopLot.org. I sent you a letter when you were in jail.
Oh, awesome. Hey, Mark, you should get in touch with this guy about some advertising.
Oh, sounds like.
Yeah, we actually were looking at Google AdWords, kind of like banned us. But like those methods and all that, yeah. It was kind of a dispute with my brother before he went to federal jail. Yeah, there was a Mitchell Frost.
I have not.
He's on Bill O'Reilly and a bunch of other right-wing fascist websites.
Okay, so you're selling not just the synthetic THC stuff, but you're also selling the bath salts?
No, I would never sell bath salts and not label what I do, but I do sell the BK MDMA on the side, which is that methadone, which they call it.
Interesting. Hey, any other observations you want to share tonight?
Yes, one more. The person that drew up the DNA structure, James B. Watson, well, he was under the influence of LSD when he did it. And his wife was an artist, and he explained to her what he saw, and that's how LSD came about.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 1-855-450-FREE. I thought it was,
Larry?
No, not O'Leary. I'm spacing on the guy that invented LSD. It wasn't that guy that he just mentioned.
I don't know.
He passed away recently at over age 100.
Timothy Leary.
No, not Timothy. Timothy Leary popularized the popular usage of LSD, the recreational usage. I'll get you that name here. I'm surprised I don't recall. Anyway, 855-450-FREE.
Albert Hoffman?
Hoffman, that's right. Yeah, he's the guy who stumbled across it, actually. Let's continue with John in Oregon. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going? Ian, it's good to hear your voice.
Indeed, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first, I'm going to chime in here on this discussion on drugs and particularly LSD. And I would like to first pose a question, and then I would like to share a personal experience.
Okay.
The question is, you mentioned that Steve Jobs listed taking LSD as one of his, top two or three most important moments of his life?
That's correct.
My question is, though, did he specify whether that moment had more of a positive or negative spin on his overall attitude of life?
You know what? I don't have any of the context for his quote, so that was one of the questions I was kind of rolling over in my mind. Is I'd like to know where that was attributed. You know, where did he say that? Was it in like a magazine interview, or was there any context around?
I don't know. I mean, how would LSD be one of the most important things that happened in your life if it's negative?
If it was a bad trip.
Because if it was negative,
well,
then what
like
you?
I have a personal experience that I think will perfectly explain that.
Okay.
I have myself experimented with LSD on two times. I can count it on my fingers, two times. The first time I experimented with it, I was at a really nice setting. I was with my girlfriend, and we tried it for the first time together. I think we took two hits each, as had been suggested to us by a close friend. We tried it together alone for the first time, and it was absolutely incredible. Had an extremely magical experience. I would say it was a very positive experience. Came out of it feeling very positive. Wanted to try it again immediately because it was such a positive and enlightening experience. So the next time I was able to get my hands on some more to give it a second try, it wasn't such a great experience this time around. Granted, as you mentioned before, being that it is a black market product, you're not sure what quality of drug you are taking, or buying for that matter. So, the second time around when I experimented with it, this time, I wouldn't say it was so much of a bad trip as opposed to it just appeared to alter my brain chemistry in a way where I suffered from a pretty bad anxiety after this particular trip. It wasn't something that came up in the trip. It wasn't, I didn't have a freak out episode or anything like that.
Hmm.
But I do know that LSD does alter the chemistry of the brain in a physical way.
It certainly can, especially prolonged use.
Sure. And there are instances even of just minute use, in my case especially, where it does create psychological problems. Where I would say before this particular LSD trip, I would say I had a very happy-go-lucky attitude. I never really experienced true anxiety, I would say, until after taking it. And I did not experience the anxiety while on the trip. It was something that came a day or two afterward. And it was very strange. I had never felt such a sensation.
Are you certain that it was your newfound anxiety was as a result of this?
It certainly seems so, mostly because directly after the taking of the drug, after the trip played itself out, I did have a feeling of differentness, a change from within. And I guess my point is that it certainly changed my outlook on life after taking LSD that particular time, where I would say the first time I took it, it didn't really change my perspective all that much. I just had it was more of just a fun, light-hearted trip, if you will. And the second time around, it certainly changed the path of my life and certainly upped my level of empathy in general. So I would say that it...
So the second trip, while you believe that later led to more anxiety, also upped your ability to empathize?
Possibly, yeah. It was strange. It certainly, the drug, as you've probably heard, or maybe you've experimented yourself, it's a very enlightening drug. It's very mind-opening and mind-altering. Certainly, take a look.
And anything like that absolutely has to be used with caution. So, I don't know. Like we said, set and setting is so critical. Your mindset going into it is a very important factor as well. And these are powerful drugs, and you never know what will happen. So I'm saying, I'm not recommending it, but I do know that people are going to use these things. And so if that's the case, you should be diligent and learn about it. Hour 2 is coming up. Thanks, John. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.